Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I have been told, I think I've read this in a few places, that in order to be a really good shepherd, you need to be able to do two things when you're taking care of the sheep. Number one, a good shepherd gets out in front, leads, directs, sets the pace, guides, directs, is strong and powerful. Getting out in front, that's important, because if sheep are left alone, they're prone to stay in the same field and eat the same food over and over and over again. Left alone, the sheep might go to a field that is full of weeds or poisonous weeds that would not be so good. Left alone, sheep are prone to follow each other, and that never ends up so well. If one sheep goes over the cliff, it's not too long after another one goes over the cliff. Sheep need a shepherd that is out in front, leading, strong, powerful, not passive, out in front. But that's not the only activity that makes a shepherd excellent and helpful and useful for guiding his flock. A shepherd at times needs to get behind the flock, to care, to have conversation with the sheep. Yes, shepherds speak sheep. That's their language. To serve, to heal, to bind up wounds. Because if the sheep are left alone in the back, it's all too often that a sheep could just fall off from the pack. If sheep are left all alone and the shepherd's just moving forward without paying attention, the sheep can simply give up and not want to go any further. So again, if a shepherd only gets out in front and leads from the front and directs and tells people what to do, but it fails to get behind, it's a failure. The sheep knows that the shepherd doesn't care. But on the other hand, if the shepherd falls behind and never leads, the sheep don't have direction. So a good shepherd does both, gets out in front and gets behind. Now I share that imagery of a successful shepherd with their sheep because Transfiguration Sunday gives us this picture of Jesus in a powerful way. And you have the perfect shepherd in Jesus. Transfiguration Sunday shows us we've got somebody who's out in front, in charge, that we are to take direction from. And he's not passive, he's powerful. This story in Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 9, has a passage that relates to it, and Seamus did a great job today reading. That is the passage that relates to Mark chapter 9, a long, long time in the Old Testament, you see. Moses went up a mountain to Mount Sinai to have a conversation with God. Yet there's a difference between these two texts. It's not so clear who's in charge when Moses comes down the mountain. Now, I don't know if you caught the detail, but his face is shining as Moses comes down. But you see, the way that text reads in Deuteronomy, Moses is just reflecting the light from God. He's not the source. He's just reflecting it, and the Israelites are seeing this shining face of Moses. Way different with Jesus. The Greek bears this out. Our text says, as Jesus came down from the mountain, as Jesus was being transfigured, it was a whiteness, it was the color of white unseen on earth that no bleach could create. What that is suggesting there is saying that Jesus is actually the source of the light. He's not reflecting light. He is the source. He is the leader. He's in charge, is what's happening on the Mount of Transfiguration. And as Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration, there is a comparison that's going on here. Did you catch who the three Hall of Famers were up on that mountain? There was Moses. Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. He is revered, of course, for obvious reasons, leading God's people, but really for writing the Torah is what we call it. And then next to Moses is Elijah. Now, Elijah represents all the parts of the Old Testament that are the prophets. Elijah didn't write those prophetic books, But he was known during Jesus' time as the prophet par excellence. He represented all the best of all the prophets in the Old Testament. And you see, as the clouds kind of go away, only one is left. He's the lead. Nobody else. Moses takes direction from Jesus. Elijah takes direction from Jesus. There's a lot of other detail here in this text. If we're intellectually honest about what it's relaying here, it's really saying this is God here. He's in charge. But what is interesting, and we didn't read this today, is something that happens right after the Mount of Transfiguration in Mark 9. You see, the very next thing that takes place in Jesus' life is that he actually gets behind the flock. He enters into absolute chaos.